Hello and welcome back to the Elon Musk Pod. My name is Will Walden. I'm your host. This episode, we will be talking about Tesla version 10.0 software upgrade. It is Tesla's biggest software update ever. And there's some really cool stuff that's coming with the software update. There's a Tesla theater, right? So if you want to watch Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, Hulu Plus Live TV on your display in your Model S, Model X, or Model 3, you can. So China-based customers as well, they'll be launching Tencent Video Access and other global streaming and entertainment services. And next up, we have Smart Summon. So if you have Smart Summon enabled and you've purchased a full self-driving capable or enhanced autopilot version of a Tesla, you can enable your car to navigate a parking lot and come to you. So say if you're at a major sporting event and your car is blocks and blocks away in the parking lot, in the parking area, and you just don't feel like walking to it. Smart Summon, you hit a button on your Tesla app, and Smart Summon will send your car to you. So you don't have to worry about, all the other traffic that's going on, dodging other cars, and not being safe. Those kind of things are what set Tesla apart. So your car can come to you now. You don't have to worry about it. Now there's also karaoke. It's pretty much what it is. It's karaoke, but you have to be parked and you have to, especially for the Tesla theater, karaoke, etc. I'm not sure about karaoke if you have to be parked, but with Tesla theater, you do. Karaoke, it's karaoke. You can sing along with your friends in the car. You can have a good old time and you can enjoy yourself with your buddies. So there's also, I'm feeling hungry. And I'm feeling lucky navigation features that will lead you on new adventures in your Tesla to local restaurants or points of interest that you might not know are there. So there might be a restaurant that you've never visited. There might be a destination that you've never went to. City landmarks, national parks, gourmet meals, hole-in-the-wall restaurants, and many, many more are what Tesla says will be available to you in the I'm feeling lucky and I'm feeling hungry navigation features. We take a quick break, check out Amazon's Audible, by the way. They're the sponsor of the show. And you can get 2 free audiobooks in the show notes. That's all I'm going to tell you because it's amazing. You don't need to know more. Check it out. So there's also music and podcasts. Ooh, you can listen to podcasts now on your Tesla device. So we're expanding the music and audio platforms to enable Spotify Premium in all supported markets. And this is one of the most requested features from Tesla owners. Spotify, I use it. Spotify host Anchor. Anchor is my podcast host, basically. So it's my home on the internet. Spotify is the way to go. And now you can listen to it and all your Spotify music on your Tesla car. So Slacker Radio, TuneIn, and other services will be available on your Tesla 10.0 update. There's also a Tesla Arcade. There's so many things going on here. Tesla Arcade. Cuphead. Have you ever played Cuphead? It's amazing, and it's so fun, and it's available on your Tesla with the 10.0 update. Really cool game. And you can use your USB controller with this thing. So you could be hanging out, waiting for your car to charge, have your display on, of course, because you can't just sit there and not do anything and play Cuphead. Security and convenience. Okay, so these are some of the last things. USB storage for the dash cam and Sentry mode features easier to manage video clips taken while your car is being protected by Sentry mode and it will be now stored on a separate folder on a USB drive. So older clips will be automatically deleted if you're low on storage. So you're going to get the thing that happens to you. All the old stuff didn't really matter. The stuff that, you know, nothing happened. So they're going to delete that. And then the new stuff, say if somebody smashes into your car, that'll get caught on the dash cam and the older stuff will get deleted. So there'll be enough room to get the horrible thing that happened to your beautiful, beautiful Tesla. There's also several UI changes and option changes available to Tesla drivers. And the Joe mode, which lowers the cabin volume for select alerts such as parking chimes, perfect for when you have sleeping passengers in the rear seat so you don't want to wake up. And you can now do more with your Tesla car app as well. So there's new mobile software. You can open and close your garage door via home link, defrost your vehicle's cabin at the maximum temperature, and remotely control your Model 3 and Model X windows. So if it's, you know, a place like where I live in the middle of nowhere, and it's really, really cold in wintertime, crank that heat up and defrost your windows, man. Because that is that's a horrible thing to have to go scrape your windows off in the morning before you get in your car. I've done it for years and years, and it sucks. There's also streaming media and browser support coming to all Model 3 vehicles. And they want to take advantage of the advanced media features in software version 10.0. And they'll be enabling browser access on all three standard Range Plus and standard Range vehicles. They'll also enable streaming media access to Spotify, TuneIn, and Slacker while connected to Wi-Fi for those cars. So there you go. Version 10 of Tesla software. It's out. So go get it if you have a Tesla. If you have a Tesla, you should already know about this. You shouldn't be listening to this podcast. You should be driving around in your sweet, sweet Tesla, enjoying these version 10 software upgrades. So my friends, I want to say thank you for checking out the show. If you liked it, make sure to hit that subscribe button. I want to say thank you to Audible. If you want to get 2 free audiobooks, there's a link in the show notes. Thank you for my Patreon patrons. You can go to patreon.com/spacenewspodcast. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I will see you soon.